a little bit about this trip, this Thursday night flight to Eretz Yisrael, whether one should take such a flight or not. Obviously, it was in the news recently, and El Al does hit the papers from time to time for not pleasant things, sometimes for nice things, and sometimes not such nice things. We're not talking about El Al's business plan and their marketing and what they should be doing, not doing. Our question is what we, as the consumer, what our obligation is for keeping Shabbos. Should someone take a Thursday night flight to Eretz Yisrael, even though the schedule is to land before Shabbos with plenty of time to get to Shalayim or wherever you're going in north, if that time exists, but there's always a possibility that the plane could get delayed and they could end up flying on Shabbos or have you stuck in Greece for Shabbos, is that something that is recommended or not? So we're going to go through the halacha. There are two important gemaras here. One gemara is in Shabbos, which talks about taking a boat before Shabbos, as Sfina, and there's another Gemara in Sukkah which talks about general traveling, Erev Shabbos. It could even be walking, it could be taking a horse. So those are two very important Gemaras that deal with this particular issue. So this is a very hard issue. Whenever the Mishnah Berurah gives a Hakdama to the Siman, that tells you it's a very hard Siman. A few places he does this. So one that comes to mind is Hesach Hadas when it comes to eating. He gives you a whole Hakdama about different house, different cheder. So whenever that's hakdama, that means it's a hard sugya. So one of these hakdamas is found in the siman of taking a boat ride before Shabbos, a few days before Shabbos. So this sugya, the Gemara, seems somewhat clear, but the Rishonim talk about many different reasons why taking a boat before Shabbos may be very challenging. Now, even though the sugya from the Gemara is talking about taking a boat or cruise, I don't want to talk about taking cruises. I'm not asking whoever has taken a cruise before. I'm guessing no one here, maybe one or two people have taken a cruise here. That's a whole other shaila. You'll think about some of the questions. Our focus is going to be, we're going to learn the sugya and try to extrapolate how this would apply to taking an airplane, a flight, before Shabbos. So let's take a look at number one. Gemara in Shabbos, Daf Yud Testament Aleph, tells us, Tanu Rabbanan, Ein mafligin besvina, pachos mishloshe yomim, kodim l'Shabbos. A person should not take a boat ride 3 days prior to Shabbos. So we're going to figure out how to calculate 3 days before, and that's a machlokas. But the Gemara says 3 days before Shabbos, you should not get on a boat. Bamed dvar mamur, and when is this true? The dvar rishus, if you're going for dvar rishus, let's just say you're going to tour the world. You're going to see the beautiful, I don't know, mountains and rivers in some country, the islands of Hawaii. Someone just sent me a shaila. He's in an island off of Hawaii now. And he asked me a shaila about the Erev, that he's in this beautiful villa and there are trees surrounding it. Does that serve as an Erev? I said, you didn't ask me the most basic question. Are you allowed to go on Shabbos in the first place to Hawaii? He says, no, can you go for Shabbos? Not so clear you can go to Hawaii for Shabbos. This question is where the dateline, international dateline is. But either way, the guy was taking a cruise to some beautiful island to see the beauty of the world. Fine. So the Davar Rishus, if you're going for Davar Rishus, just to see for a nice leisurely trip, that you can't go 3 days prior to Shabbos on a boat. Aval the Davar Mitzvah, Shapir Damim. But if you're going to go for Dvar Mitzvah, which we're going to have to define what a Dvar Mitzvah is, so then a person is allowed to go on a boat 3 days prior to Shabbos. Okay, so what's the reason for this? Firstly, before we get to the reason, do we pass you like this Gemara? So there is a Tosfos in Erevin that says we do not pasken like this Gemara. This Gemara goes according to the famous Shita of Beis Shammai. There's a question of Shvisas Kalim. What's Shvisas Kalim? If I have my my sprinkler system, let's say, I put it on Erev Shabbos and it continues to go on Shabbos, or the hose is going on Shabbos, I've done nothing on Shabbos. I did everything before Shabbos. Beis Shammai holds Shvisas Kalim. The Kalim have to rest. You can't have the sprinkler system. You can't have, let's say, the washing machine. You can't have the dishwasher running on Shabbos. Even though I didn't do anything on Shabbos, my kalim must rest. So Beis Shammai says this as well. Even though I went on the boat before Shabbos, I'm doing nothing. The captain is running, the non-Jewish captain's running the ship. Or it's, I don't know, an automatic ship. It's on autopilot. I did nothing on Shabbos. So that's why you can't go on such a boat on Shabbos. But we hold like Beis Hillel. That in theory, if you want to leave a sprinkler system before Shabbos on, you can let it go on to Shabbos, right into Shabbos. Even though it's making noise, that's still allowed because Shvi says Kalim. Now, one sec, but there's a problem. What? I did nothing wrong. Hashmas is go. Exactly. Hashmas go. In terms of watering, I did nothing wrong. If I let my hose go, my hose is going, so that's allowed. What?
Only if you're a Ramah. So if you're the Mechaber, There's no problem.
Hashmas Kol, right. But we pass on the Ramah that says Hashmas Kol, making noise is a problem as well. So for example, let's say you have a very silent dishwasher and you put it on right before Shabbos. So according to Beis Hillel, I did nothing on Shabbos and you can't hear a thing. There's no Hashmas Kol. So according to a number of poskim, you can actually put your dishwasher into its mode before Shabbos, according to some poskim.
So the boat is only if it's his boat?
Only,
not his boat.
Yeah, let's say, but according to Tosfos, if it's his boat, it would be a problem. If it's not his boat, then seemingly it would be okay. It's exactly. It's like not my kalim. It's someone else's boat. Very good. No, because Shvi says kalim. It's wait. In terms of who?
I was talking about like the sprinkler.
Speaker. So some say Zilzel Shabbos is a concern. So if you have it go off at 4 o'clock in the morning where no one sees, it's there's a hetter for that. Post can say you're allowed to do that. Yeah.
So your air conditioning unit, your window air conditioning unit that sounds like an aircraft carrier shouldn't be allowed to run.
I don't know what kind of system you have.
No, my whole house
is
here, the unit.
Yeah, it's a good Shiloh. It's a good Shiloh. It is. But we allow for air conditioning systems. Everyone knows. Okay. You should probably get a new one, though. Okay. Right. Yeah. Either way, we allow the HVAC systems all permitted. That's allowed. Fine. Okay. So now the problem: we do not hold like this Shita. We hold like this is a problem on Shabbos. Meaning, we do hold with the Gemara that you may not go on a boat 3 days before Shabbos. Why not? What's the problem with going on a boat 3 days before Shabbos? It's Wednesday afternoon. I'm going on a cruise. What's the problem? It's Wednesday. There's a story of Chazanish once saw a person biting his nails. It was a Tuesday. He says, you're Michal Shabbos. It's Tuesday. Rebbe, it's Tuesday. You're Michal Shabbos. So why Michal Shabbos? Because if you're biting your nails Tuesday, some of you are biting your nails on Shabbos as well. All right, that's the habit he had. But it's not shy by a boat. It's Wednesday afternoon. What did he do wrong? Why can't you go on the boat on Wednesday? So there's a big machlokas. There are like 8 different reasons why. We'll go through just a few of them. One reason why the Baal Mor explains that you're not allowed to go on a boat before Shabbos because you're inevitably going to be in a position on Shabbos itself where you're going to be Mechal Shabbos. You're going to be in a perhaps a dangerous situation, Pikuach Nefesh, and when you're Pikuach Nefesh situation, you need to do something to save your life. So why put yourself in that position beforehand? And why 3 days? Because 3 days already we start concerning with the upcoming Shabbos. From Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, it's part of the last Shabbos. We don't have to think about the upcoming Shabbos. Once Wednesday, Thursday, Friday hit, we have to start thinking about what's going to be in a few days from now. So if I go on a 2-week cruise, there's something that's going to happen. I might have to be Mechal Shabbos, and therefore you're not allowed to go on such a boat. That's the Baal Mor's understanding. It's an issue of having to be Mechal Shabbos yourself. The Ramban is not so concerned with that Pikuach Nefesh situation will come up. He says, no, it's an issue of Amir La'akum. You're going to have to be in a situation where you're going to have to ask the captain to do something for you, or go to, I don't know, do something, and violate Amir La'akum. That's his problem. Rabbeinu Chananel says a third problem of Tchum. We know there's a certain Tchum, you can't go outside 2,000 amos from your city, so you're traveling on a boat, you're going way beyond the Tchum. I don't want to get into Tchumim. Tchum are very challenging halachas, but he says there's a concern of Tchum. Now, it's very limited, according to Rabbeinu Chananel. The Isser of Tchum is only 10 tefachim from the ground. So it's only true if the boat is very low in the very shallow waters is there a problem. But once you're in an ocean, so there's no issue of Tchum, there's no concern above 10 tefachim. The Gemara talks about this Eliyahu Navi coming on Shabbos, so he flies in from where he flies in. Isn't there a problem of Tchum? And the Gemara says there's no Tchumim above 10 of tefachim. So regarding, what was your question?
Well, some of these cruise liners are as large as cities. Why can't that city...
They talk about being Kone, you be Kone, you're Tchum on that boat. They discuss this. I don't want to discuss Tchumim, but they do address this question about being Kone Shvisa on the boat. Fourth problem is brought down by the Rif. Let's look inside the Rif together. This is number 2. The Rif writes, Hainu Taima, this is the reason why, De'ein mafligin besfina, why we can't go on a boat, Pachos mishlosh yomim kodem ha-Shabbos, 3 days prior to Shabbos, Mishim bitul mitzvahs oneg Shabbos. It's going to ruin your Oneg Shabbos. Now, how is Wednesday going to ruin my Oneg Shabbos? The Chol Shlosh Yomim Hav Yilhu Shinoi Vesed Mishim Na'anu HaSvina. You're going to be seasick. You're going to be seasick. The Rambam in his Chuvos talks about how some people would throw up from being seasick. So 3 days, apparently, the Rif understood that it takes 3 days to overcome the seasickness. I don't know. I've taken very few boats in my life and never experienced seasickness, but it happens. And 3 days already is going to ruin your Oneg Shabbos. If you leave Tuesday, so then you'll get already accustomed to the boat and you'll be comfortable with the moving and the waves and the wind, and then you'll be fine. But 3 days prior to Shabbos, you're not going to be able to enjoy your Shabbos properly. And since it's a bittul of Oneg Shabbos, you're not allowed to go on the boat 3 days prior to Shabbos. And this is the reason that the Shulchan Aruch brings down. He quotes the reason of Oneg Shabbos, of the Rif, and he also quotes the concern of Tchum, of the Rebbeinu Chanan. We're going to ignore Tchumim, though. It's a little bit more complicated. It's not really so shayach for our types of boats.
Even if you can handle it, even if you can stomach it,
Very good. So some posim actually say, if you're a person who's you're accustomed to, you're a captain, you're a sailor, so then you know what it's like, then such a person, according to his reason, would not be subject to this halacha. On that same line, seasickness apparently only is in the ocean where there are waves. If you go down the river, you're going on a lake, so there's no real waves on a lake or in a river unless there are rapids you're going on, in which case the Shulchan Aruch himself distinguishes between waves and flat rivers and lakes. So if you're taking a boat ride on, I don't know, Lake Michigan, let's say, it's a pretty big lake, so you're going across for a few days to get to the other side, right? Lake Michigan, right? It's a big lake, right? That's where you come from, right? So it's a big lake. So I once saw that. From Chicago, right? It goes towards Chicago. So right there, so from Chicago, you want to get to whatever is the opposite end of the lake. That takes a long time. So seemingly, one would be able to, since there are not there are no waves on Lake Michigan like one would experience in the sea.
That's a very slow boat.
What? Or a very slow boat, right. You're going up the Mississippi on one of these tugboats or something. Okay. Are there any exceptions? Are you ever able to go on a boat 3 days prior? So I discussed already if a person who is a sailor who knows what it's like to go, he doesn't get seasick, or different types of rivers versus lakes and oceans. And there is one heter that if it's a one-day trip, if you're going to get to your destination in 1 day, so then you're allowed to leave already Erev Shabbos. I guess the point is a one-day trip is not going to make a person seasick. Only if it's a much longer trip will it give a person seasickness. I'm not quite sure why that distinction is there. But that's a heter. A one-day trip would be allowed, seemingly, that, again, assuming you get to your destination before Shabbos. The other heter is 3 days. We said you're allowed to go on a cruise as long as it's before 3 days. How do you define 3 days? What would you say 3 days is?
Tuesday night.
You say Tuesday night. So Wednesday, Thursday, Friday would be a problem. But ready, Tuesday night's the last time you could go on the boat. The Mishnah Berurah quotes that there's an opinion that no, you include Shabbos as part of the 3 days. Mm-hmm. Thursday, Friday, Shabbos are the 3 days, but Wednesday, you are allowed to go on the boat. So what's the machlokas? Whether there's an isser to go on Wednesday or Tuesday is the heter. So Mishnah Berurah, the Prima Gadol explains as follows. The Rif says, why can you go on a boat before Shabbos? Because it's going to ruin your Oneg Shabbos. Your seasickness is going to ruin for your Oneg Shabbos. So what is a keem of Oneg Shabbos? So according to the Gra, you have to have just a little bit of Oneg Shabbos. Meaning if you go on Wednesday, so then the end of Shabbos, my Friday night will be ruined. My Shabbos morning will be ruined. But as long as I get my Shalosh Shudas in, with my seasickness passing, by Shalosh Shudas is done by Oneg Shabbos, I have Mekayim Adin of Oneg Shabbos. Only a little bit of Shabbos is all I need for Oneg Shabbos. But according to the other opinions, you need a full 24 hours of Shabbos enjoying your Shabbos. So ready Wednesday, it's usher to go on the boat. Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, those days are all behind me. Then Friday night comes, I can relax and have my Oneg Shabbos. So now let's take these concepts and apply it to the question at hand of taking a flight. Do these same halachas apply to taking a flight in the air? So if you'll take a look at the Tzitz Eliezer, he addresses this question, number three. The Tzitz Eliezer says, I'm reading just the bold for a moment. I'm going to address the question, b'dvar haflaga b'aviron, flying on an airplane, im yesh bo gam kein ha'isr shal shlosh yomim lifnei ha'shabbos. Now this would be terrible for business in El Al. That you can't take a flight already from Wednesday, Thursday, Friday to Israel. You can only fly from Matzah Shabbos until Tuesday night. So would we extend the Isser of 3 days to an airplane as well? So listen to this amazing psak of the Tzitz Eliezer. Sorry. Tzitz Eliezer writes, Hinei, ledas harif haramam v'ashulchan aruch. That the reason why you can't travel on a boat, she'atam isra flaga b'sfina shloshi yomim l'shabbos, who? Mishum bitel onig Shabbos. Kol shekein. Now, before I get to the kol shekein, what would you think by taking an airplane? Would the same problem apply to taking an airplane as it does to taking a boat?
Only if you got airsick.
Airsick.
Motion
so,
sickness.
What?
Motion sickness.
I would venture to guess that more people get seasick than they do air sickness or motion sickness. I would imagine that would be the case. Would everyone agree to me on that? But look what the Tzitz Eliezer says. He says, kol shekein tisa baviron sha'aser. It's more of a problem to take a flight toch gimel yamim l'shabbos. In bar, if he knows, though. That's if he knows she'isa b'meshach kozman ad Shabbos. If he knows he's going to travel the whole time until Shabbos. Why? Ki ba'aviron ha'ne'anua v'asivu v'shino eveset. The movements, the turbulence, the changing of everything in the body. Harbe yoser gadol v'chazak mi'bisfin. It's worse than taking a boat ride. So I think exactly what Binyan Bainish just said. I think what he's trying to describe here is being jet lag. Jet lag could take 3 days to overcome. No, most people don't get sick from the airplane. People could probably vomit on the boat rides. But most people don't get that type of sickness on an airplane. So I think what he's trying to describe here is jet lag. You're going to come into Eretz Yisrael, Erev Shabbos. I remember when my wife and I, we came in, last time we went was a few years ago. We came in Thursday, and I was actually in the... This Tuesday is the anniversary, 5 years ago. We came in Thursday. It was Erev Shabbos Asar B'Teves. It was a big blizzard in Yerushalayim 5 years ago. I spoke about this many times in the shul. We got stuck in our apartment. The electricity went out. We didn't have a key. There was no air. It was a mamish mess. So either way, we were up like 3 o'clock in the morning Friday night because we were jet lag. We came in Thursday night. So I think what he's describing here is being jet lag. It takes a few days to get comfortable with the new environment, the new time zone. And for that reason, he says one should not take a flight 3 days prior to Shabbos.
With the boat, were we talking about getting there before Shabbos, or were we talking about maybe the boat is still going?
Excellent. Very good point. Very good point. So the Gemara, which I did not address, said that you have to make a stipulation with the captain of the boat that you want to stop Erev Shabbos. And he agrees. He said, I'll agree. But even if he says no, you don't have to do any further. You did your part. I want you to stop flying before Shabbos. I want you to stop driving this boat before Shabbos. As long as you said that that's what you wanted, even though he doesn't follow through, it's actually okay to continue to take that boat ride on Shabbos. So now, if you take a cruise for 2 weeks, you're allowed to do that, even though it's going through Shabbos. So the same thing seemingly would be true when it comes to an airplane, that you could, in theory, take a flight. I'm not suggesting this, the halacha, anyone should ever do this. But in theory, you could take a flight and say, I want you to stop before Shabbos, and the captain says, we're not stopping before Shabbos. Our flight says we're getting there at 4 o'clock in the morning, Shabbos morning, let's say. So in theory, one could continue to take that flight on Shabbos as long as you don't do any melachas. That means there's no muksa, it's not practical.
No, but adapted to the thing that the captain says we're going to arrive 3 hours before Shabbos.
No, but on a boat ride, there's nothing, you do nothing, you could just stay on the boat ride doing no melacha. In theory, you could stay on the plane and do nothing. Then you get off, you have to carry all your mux items and your phone and your wallet and your keys. It's not practical. And even by the boat ride, we wouldn't recommend it. But in theory, such a possibility can exist, but I'm not. But we'll talk about it afterwards more.
No, I'm talking about the problem that the rabbi said, that it says you're going to get there before 3 hours, so you've arranged with the company that you're getting there before, but now if it's a little late, it's not your problem. You made the right arrangement.
Correct. That could happen. The plane was delayed and you're stuck in the plane. What happens is you're stuck in the airport. If they deal with the issues of carrying muksa, benishmash, it's a complicated topic if that were to happen. It can happen.
You're not always going to be jet lagged. You fly in the same time zone, or
true. But if you have that same sailor we said before that knows what it's like, you have a flight attendant who doesn't get jet lagged, or a guy who goes every 2 weeks back and forth, he knows the zmanim, that person wouldn't have this problem of onik Shabbos.
Why, if you're flying to Florida and you're staying in the same time zone in a...
Exactly. In the same time zone, it wouldn't be an issue.
Difference.
Exactly. But he said, only in Barer, only if you know for sure it's going to ruin your own Shabbos.
I guess that answers the question. Like, you said you need a little bit of Onik Shabbos. Being jet lagged isn't going to take away a little bit of Onik Shabbos.
No,
yeah, the other opinion fell to that. It was 20. I think Mishnah Berurah seems to prefer the full 24 hours of one's Shabbos. So that's all that one issue of taking the boat ride before Shabbos. And again, so therefore one should not take a plane ride before Shabbos either.
Is going to Eretz Yisrael a mitzvah?
So let's get to that point. So now look what the Tzitz Eliezer writes at the end of number 3. It's not bold here. V'ein lahatir be'erev Shabbos rak mitad ha'heter shemuzka b'ramah. We'll see in just a second. Shekol mokom sheholech l'schora o liros p'nei chavero choshva kol dvar mitzvah. Remember the Shulchan Aruch said above, the Gemara said above, when you're going for dvar mitzvah, you could go even erev Shabbos. So how does one define the dvar mitzvah? So look at number 4, the Ramah. Yei shomer, there are those who hold shekol mokom sheadam holech l'schora. You're going to for business. You're going to make some money. You're going to sell something. Oh, liros p'nei chavero, to see your friend or relative. Choshev akol dvar mitzvah, who doesn't know someone in Eretz Yisrael? When you're going, most places, you're going to greet a friend, unless you're going to some random island in Hawaii, so then you're probably not going to know anyone there. Outside of that, most likely you're going to see a friend, a relative, or for some schora. V'ein choshev dvar rishus, what's dvar rishus? Rak kishaholech letayel. If you're going simply to tour, just for leisure, just to relax on an island in a villa all by yourself, so then that's dvar rishus. But other than that, there's always a way to somehow explain this dvar mitzvah, and you can take a trip erev Shabbos as long as the intent is to land and to get to your destination before Shabbos begins. And the Ramah continues. V'alkein, therefore, nogu b'ktsas mekomos, there's some, only a few places, lahakel b'inin haflagas asfinos, they're lenient with regard to taking trips, v'alichas shiara toch shel shiyamim, to take a caravan, some type of transportation, 3 days prior, ki chashuvim hakol l'dvar mitzvah, it's all considered dvar mitzvah, as long as it's going to see a friend, family, or schor. Vein limchos b'yadam, we shouldn't stop them from doing this. Hol v'yesh lehem al mishias mochel. They have a who to rely on. That's all one sugya. That's taking a boat ride and a plane ride before Shabbos. Yeah.
What if you're going to do a mitzvah there? Let's say you make up your mind when you get to Hawaii, you're going to put on tefillin or you're going to learn there. So you're going there. And
right.
You're doing a mitzvah.
So that would, I think the dvar mitzvah is only something that you can do in that place.
But this is, let's say, the beauty of it's going to bring you up.
Right. I'm not sure if that would qualify as a dvar mitzvah. There is a concept to see the Bori Olam's niflaos of the world, but I'm not sure if that would qualify for this dvar mitzvah.
What about like today? Anytime someone travels, like someone else would give them like a dollar. Like I know it's like to protect their trip, like because I'm going to do a mitzvah.
Shluche mitzvah. Would that now make it into dvar mitzvah? Right. Maybe, possibly, could be a way around it. I'm not sure exactly. Seemingly, if you're going someplace to give tzedakah, so then there are going to be Jews there, and then you're going to see friends, you'll see people you know. So I'm not sure if there's ever a case to take a dollar with you to Hawaii. Okay, it could be a good way around it.
There's a lot of Jews there.
Are they? Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So it could be there. Maybe you'll meet a friend there and give tzedakah to someone. It could be a nice eitzah to deal with that. Sean Bias. That's I guess particular question to dealing with the Sean Bias. I guess that could be an interesting thought. Saving money also is an important thing. Davar Ovid, too. It's a much cheaper flight, let's say. I don't know if it's true. But let's say Thursday night flights are much cheaper than, they're half the price than going on Monday night. Would that also be? Going Eretz Yisrael itself, Stam. Going Eretz Yisrael is quite a yishuv aretz. Is that a mitzvah in its own right? Kivrei Tzadikim, are these mitzvahs? So these are all things I didn't look into, but there's what to rely on for all these particular issues. Fine. So that's, let's move on to number 2. Number 5, rather, the second Gemara that addresses the question of traveling on Erev Shabbos. This Gemara says, it's found in Sukkah, Daf Mem Dalet Amud Beis, Amar Ayiv Mashim Rabbi Elazar Bar Tzadok, Al Yalich Adam Be'er Be'Shabbosos, Yose Mishlosh Parsos. A person should not travel on Erev Shabbos more than 3 parsa. That can mean taking a bus ride, a train ride, the subway, any form of transportation, a horse and buggy, running, walking. You shouldn't travel Erev Shabbos more than this time. I don't want to get into the distance and the timing right now because we're going to see in just a moment this is really irrelevant nowadays. What's the Gemara talking about? It's not talking about a boat. Not talking about seasickness at all. Just traveling on Erev Shabbos. So Rashi there in the Gemara Sukkah Mem Daled Amud Beis tells us why not. So the Gemara says it's only true when you're going to your own house. Don't travel so far to go home. Why not? Says Rashi. Because sheholech lebeis, so when you go to your house, v'heim einam yodim sheyavu hayom, they don't know you're coming. They're not expecting you to come. So what's going to happen? You show up to your Friday night suda, v'ein machinim l'tzorcha, they didn't prepare the steak that you were expecting when you come home. And who kohes alem? The Baal Bayis, the father's going to be upset at his wife. Why do you prepare me that big steak? You prepare me every single Friday, every Shabbos. And for that reason, says the Gemara, you can't travel Erev Shabbos if long distance if they don't know that you're coming home. The Rambam says slightly differently. The Rambam says the reason is because you're going to embarrass your wife and family for not preparing. Not that you're going to get angry per se, but they're going to get embarrassed. The Rif Lishitaso, the Rif says the concern is you're just not going to have anything to eat. And you're not going to be hungry. The Oneg Shabbos. I made for myself. The Shikin says, I didn't make food for you. I made for that son and this daughter and your mother-in-law and father-in-law, but I didn't make for you. Sorry. So you're not going to have any Oneg Shabbos. So these are the concerns why one should not travel in general, forgetting a boat and forgetting an airplane, long distances on Erev Shabbos. So let's go through it. So what are heterim? What are exceptions for this rule? So obvious exceptions, as you're pointing out already, is that if you let them know that you're coming, you send them an email, a phone call, a text message, or they know you're coming, so there's no concern. Or let's say you want to surprise them that you're coming home from a trip early. Element of surprise is a very nice thing in Shalom Bayis. It makes that you're thinking, you're putting some thought into the relationship. So you want to surprise them. So if you bring your own food, that's also permitted. Or if you come home early enough, whereby all the stores are open to buy things, or there's enough time to cook things, all for all of these reasons, it's permitted to come home and even surprise the wife, as long as there's going to be food already made or enough time to make food for you. It's brought down Shulchan Aruch number 6. Shulchan Aruch writes, Ein holchen b'erev Shabbos yoseh mishlosha parsos. Don't travel long distances on Erev Shabbos. Unless there's enough time to prepare food. Jump to the bold. If you're in a place where there's no kosher food for you, you have no other choice. There's no security where you are. You're in an unsafe place. Then it's certainly mutter leilecha afilu kama parsos. Get to the place where you need to get to before Shabbos. I'm not discussing now what happens if you get stuck on Shabbos. That's a whole nother shir. We're just talking about traveling on Erev Shabbos. And then the most obvious reason why this is not shaykh anymore bizman hazeh is vim sholach lehodiyam. If you sent a note, you sent a message, they know you're coming. Shehu holich sham leShabbos. You're going to be there for Shabbos. Then, of course, it's mutter leilech. You could go home. Kama parsos b'chol gavna. Go as far as you want on Erev Shabbos. So after learning the Gemaras and the Halacha, it seems quite clear that a person is allowed to take the flight Thursday night to Eretz Yisrael, because right now they said they're going to get there before Shabbos, and you're going to get to the place before Shabbos. You're going to have the food prepared for you. There's no concern mitzad Halacha. However, there is a Mishabura number 7. I know anyone here go up to the country for Shabbos at all? Eitan does. Not really country. It's New York. It's out, west. But if I ever go up to the country for Shabbos, I will never leave anywhere after 11 o'clock. I just get nervous about getting stuck somewhere along the way. So look what the Mishnah Berurah writes. Now, it's important to note also that there's always in Paskin Shilat, there's halacha, and then there's recommendations and what's good advice and good principle. The example I like to use is, are women allowed to wear tefillin? Can a girl wear tefillin? So we learn the halachas. There's certainly mitzad halacha, there's room to allow girls to wear tefillin. But mitzad principle, mitzad mitzorah, the tradition that we have, so we don't allow for it. Halacha says a certain thing, doesn't mean always passing it that way, not to go against halacha chas v'shalom, but there are room for chumras and traditions and other concerns that may be outside the realm of halacha. So look at the language of the Mishnah Berurah. Now the Mishnah Berurah, the Chafetz Chaim, was known for never traveling Erev Shabbos. I think never, ever. If he wanted to go somewhere, he'd leave Thursday. He wouldn't travel anywhere on Erev Shabbos. And this number 7 really brings to light what his concerns are or were for traveling on Shabbos, Erev Shabbos rather. Harbei Achronim Ra'isi Shekasvai. So many great poskim who wrote, even though there's room to allow for travel on Erev Shabbos, and I'll add, taking boat rides and plane rides, Erev Shabbos, one has to be very careful. One should not walk or travel. He shouldn't travel too close to Shabbos. Many terrible things are going to happen in light of this. Ubarm lide chil Shabbos. It's going to lead to chil Shabbos. Kibalu shpiza. You're going to come home. You're going to surprise the wife or wherever you're staying. Or filu bebeis, even in your own home. Kishabas samach l'Shabbos. They say you walked in 10 minutes before candlelighting. Mosif in the bashel b'shul. They're going to add more cholent and more meat and more beans and more barley. And there'll be mechal Shabbos. V'gam kama pamim yara delo yagilamal. You're not going to get to a hotel or an inn to stay before Shabbos. Ulebeis mevod yom, while you're traveling close to, you can be stuck in Greece. Achachashecha mamish, until it's tseis hakochavim. V'kama chil Shabbos yesh behotza v'achnasa. You're going to be carrying on Shabbos with no erev. You're going to yitzia michot l'tchum. V'shrishas behemto. I'm going to add a muksa. So many problems are going to happen if a person gets stuck. Now, even though it may not be common, it does happen. Who wants to be stuck in Greece in the airport on Erev Shabbos? No one wants to. So although mitad halacha, there certainly are leniencies. It's certainly allowed. There's no restrictions to travel on the Thursday night, that flight. One should just be very careful that you might get stuck in these situations. And if it's possible, I would recommend one not take that flight on Thursday night. Okay, we'll stop here. Mirza Hashem will pick
what's
up.
What's the issue if you arrive on the top?
That's a whole, maybe that we'll do that next week.